as a military wife. Now we're going to talk about being a military wife. So some people, when they move, they just keep everything in boxes, and then because they know they're going to move on soon. What was your philosophy?
Well, I didn't go out and buy expensive furniture because I was told that you shouldn't do that. I bought my nice dining room set after we retired, and now I can't sell it because they say it's too expensive. But I was never a social person. I stayed home with Wanda most of the time. And we were living here when he was in, at Sandia Base when he was in Vietnam.
So
we were lucky that way. He had a friend here and there. I guess I was about the only one that could stay on base when their husbands were gone. Most of the people that I knew went back to their families, you know, their hometown.
Oh, so they did. So they didn't stay on base. They moved back home during the Vietnam War?
I think most people did, yeah. But I felt very safe here on base.
Well, I was going to ask that because many Americans didn't support the Vietnam War. And so I was wondering if you lived on base, and you said you did. Did you ever see anti-war protesters, or did people, were they angry at you because you were a military wife? Not on base, obviously, but here in Albuquerque.
Well, there was a couple of times that they were, what do you call it?
Protesting.
Outside of the gate, Gibson Gate. But it never bothered me. I just stayed on base. And in Japan one day, that kind of bothered me a little. They had a protest, and we lived right outside the base. And Wanda was going to nurse kindergarten, and the bus picked her up and took her over there, which was right across from where we lived, but the bus took her. And she was on base and I was off base, and I worried myself sick.
Oh, I imagine.
I didn't know what to do, but finally they cleared everything up. But they kept saying, don't worry about your kids, they're okay. And I figured they were as long as they were on base. But the trip that, when we were over there, my husband had got picked up this allergy or something, and they thought that it might help if he got away from Japan for a few days to see if that helped. So we took a trip to the Philippines, and we came back, and they had, what do they call them, typhoons in the area, so we missed our plane somehow. And he knew a guy there in the Philippines. And it was in the middle of the night, and Wanda was little, of course. And this guy got us the general's quarters.
Nice.
So we could get a few hours of sleep. And we stayed in the general's quarters until the next morning, and he also got us a plane out, which we weren't supposed to be on. Maybe I shouldn't be telling you that.
Well, I think the statute of limitations is over.
I don't think they can. I have to worry because
no.
He's passed now.
Yeah.
But we got on this military plane, and it was going to Tachikawa.
Is that in Japan?
Yeah.
Okay.
And of course, when we got there, and the inspectors were checking everybody, you know. This lady and little kid weren't supposed to be on that plane. We didn't have too much of a problem. They let us go, you know.
I don't think they had much choice.
You'd already
done the bad thing.
But that was interesting. I had talked to Wanda. You're taping this?
Yeah. It's okay.
She had to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
And anyway, I had talked to her and said, now listen, you know, there's no bathrooms, or we can't eat, so we have to take a a snack with us, like an apple or something. Mm-hmm. So we did that, but it was so funny when we got on the plane. They put the little steps up, and we could get so far, and I had on heels about like this. They took my shoes off and threw them up in there, and then they took Wanda and put her up there, and I told her, I said, now don't cry because I'm coming right behind you. And, of course, they had to help me in there, too.
Right.
But that was interesting.
Was it one of those military planes where then they strapped you in?
Oh, yeah.
And it was loud?
Yeah. It was not like the planes are now. Civilian planes, of course. It was a military plane.
Wow.
But that was, I think, the most interesting thing that I had when we were overseas.
Now, when you guys went overseas, you had to take a ship to get there, right?
No.
You flew?
We flew.
Wow, because most of the people I talked to, they were on those liners that...
Yeah, I would like to have done that, but I never got a cruise until I got here.
You came to the desert and then you
went on a
cruise? Yeah,
when Charles retired was when we got our cruise.
Wow.
Yeah, we've had several cruises.
I like cruises. So tell me about flying, because they were the old propeller planes back then.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So how did you fly?
It was on a... Oh, one of the planes, it was a plane that the military
chartered
to go, and what was it? It was one that went out, American something. It's been so long ago, I don't think that plane is even in...
So was it Pan Am?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pan Am. And so you left out of California?
Yeah.
Out of the air base, or did you...
Travis Air Force Base.
Okay.
California, and
then you must have had to refuel somewhere, huh?
Well, we did in Wake Island.
Did you get to get off the plane, or did you sit on the plane?
Yeah, we did that time. Yeah,
yeah.
And it was so interesting, you know. Back then, the commanding officer went first, and then everybody else.
Ah.
Well, the commanding officer, who was a colonel. He and his wife was ahead of us, and Wanda was walking along, you know, on the
aisle?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Out to the plane, and she wasn't looking, and she just walked up and took that guy's hand, and he was the nicest guy. He just reached down and had her hand, and all of a sudden she decided she's going to look up at her daddy. Well, it wasn't her daddy. And the look on her face was priceless.
Wow.
It was fun. But we got there and we had our sponsor that picked us up and took us. And they took care of Wanda for myself and Charles could have a nap, you know.
Oh, good.
And we still heard from he and his wife. He was in California. Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And we still heard from him, and it hadn't been too many years ago.
Wow, you stayed in touch with your sponsor.
Yeah. And a lot, you know, my husband's squadron overseas, this sergeant wrote into the Air Force Times that he wanted a patch, 5th Air Force Base. Mm-hmm. Patch. And from there, he decided we'd see how many he could find of the World War II group.
Mm-hmm.
And he found us, and we went to Missouri, Kansas, I believe it was. And from there, the World War II squadron started having reunions.
Ah.
And we went every year, and of course later my husband got into the act, you know. He was the sponsor of sending out letters when they were going to have it, and oh, how much money it was for the hotel and all that. And we had them up just a few years ago.
Wow.
Our last one was held here because, you know, people died out. Mm-hmm. Or they got sick and couldn't come.
Right.
But I enjoyed a lot of the people that he knew overseas. In fact, his first sergeant in World War II is still living, as far as I know.
Wow.
He's 90-something years old.
Wow.
He's out in California. Huh. But they all got together, all the sergeants, and I don't know how many officers was involved in it.
Mm.
His very best friend, who was a Jewish guy, he got to see him again, you know, and he talked about him all the time. When we got married, he'd sure like to know where he was. And of course he couldn't, but that reunion brought them all together.
That's amazing.
So that was interesting, you know, to see the guys hugging each other and all that.
And putting together the stories that your husband told you with the faces.
My husband wrote a book.
He wrote a book?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.